the governor of Missouri, the family of Michael Brown, President Obama. There were many calls for protesters to exercise restraint after the announcement that Darren Wilson would not be indicted.
But many people did not comply. In Ferguson, gunshots sounded and a dozen buildings burned. This morning, as buildings still smoldered, clergy members gathered in song.
Turn me around before you let nobody. Turn me around. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Marching out to freedom land.
Among their ranks, Reverend Melissa Bennett.
I don't agree with everything that has happened, but we've got to do something. The pain is too much. The injustice is overwhelming. And we're devastated as a spiritual community. We're just devastated.
And the protests extended across the country.
Hundreds of people demonstrated in Seattle last night on the corner of 12th Avenue and Pine Street.
Hundreds more marched on 7th Avenue in New York.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Protests took place in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Los Angeles. Today in Baltimore, two dozen law school students staged a die-in just before noon. They took a simultaneous fall together to symbolize Michael Brown's death.
The protests haven't been limited to large cities. Kalamazoo, Michigan, Duluth, Minnesota, and Bangor, Maine are among the others which planned events after the grand jury decision.